Bird Dog's khaki shorts are just like your mother. They'll wrap you up and keep you comfortable no matter where you are. Their zipper pockets will securely hold all your things. They'll fondle you with a love you thought only your mother was capable of. Oh, and don't worry. These shorts won't call you a disappointment. You might even start to love Bird Dogs just as much. If you want to experience motherly love again, hurry to birddogs.com/MLB and buy a pair. They're selling out quickly, but they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs tumbler if you get there on time. That's birddogs.com/MLB.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Sean Pendergast, who's co-host of Payne and Pendergast, weekday mornings on Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Sean, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Amy. How are you? It's been a while. How are you doing?
We're good. I want the world to know, we booked you for the show before you became the latest viral trend on Twitter. Fantastic.
Yes.
So
yes,
good.
I got a text from James yesterday evening. You know, got done eating dinner, settled in to watch the Astros get taken to the woodshed by the Rangers, and I'm just sitting there watching the game, and James is like, hey, Texans training camp, Astros, you want to come on and talk a little with Amy? And of course the answer is always yes, I'd love to. And then 2 hours later, my social media world got turned upside down by DeAndre Hopkins.
All right, so I have to ask, for people who don't know, you tweeted about rare footage of DeAndre Hopkins practicing. Were you being snarky? Were you being serious? Where did that tweet come from?
A total snark, just trying to be funny. You know, I don't think it's a secret in Houston or Arizona for sure. Definitely not in Houston, because I think DeAndre's practice habits were probably one of the reasons why Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins 3 years ago. DeAndre never practiced. Bill O'Brien didn't like it. I don't even have an issue with DeAndre not practicing. He's an amazing player. He was an incredible player here in Houston. It was just a playful jab at DeAndre Hopkins, you know, just having some fun on Twitter. And as you said, it was a picture of him just kind of getting into like a stretching line or something at Titans practice. And I said, yeah, rare footage of DeAndre Hopkins practicing. And I didn't tag him on it. A lot of times when you don't tag an athlete on something that you say like that, people are like, why don't you tag him on that? I'm like, because I'm doing him a favor. I don't need his, he doesn't need his Twitter timeline blown up with all the replies
right.
that I eventually got anyways, because DeAndre Hopkins retweeted it.
Any idea how he saw it? Somebody must have pointed it out to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, DeAndre, and look, I really like DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's a great player. It was not personal or anything. It was just having fun on social media for my Twitter audience, which is, you know, literally like 6% the size of DeAndre Hopkins' Twitter audience. So I'm guessing two things. I'm guessing that he... And by the way, when I say he retweeted it with a comment.
Yeah,
which is
he
why
did.
It got all that. It'd be one thing if he retweeted it and just hit retweet, but he retweeted it with a very funny comment that I'll either, you know, you can read it or not read it. It's up to you, Amy. But I think as far as how he found it, normally I would say with somebody like DeAndre, like, yeah, somebody brought it to his attention. He does not follow me. Let me just be clear on that. He doesn't follow me on Twitter. With DeAndre, though, he gets up in his feelings a lot about stuff he sees. He takes a lot of stuff. I don't know if he takes it personal, but he goes out of his way to see it, because he is the rare lion that will go fighting the sheep on Twitter. And I'm being self-deprecating here. And so he may be one of those guys that searches his name, but it got enough run even before DeAndre saw it that it probably floated across his timeline in some sort of way, I would guess.
So you're saying he is the NFL version of Kevin Durant?
He absolutely is. I got that comparison from a lot of people.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He's. I don't think he's got as big a following as KD. You know, KD is, you know, he's global. DeAndre's really good. DeAndre's got, I think, 717,000 Twitter followers is what I saw last night. You know, KD, I'm guessing, is well into the millions in followers. But yes, he does definitely have that KD trait where he'll just get in the muck with anybody on Twitter over stuff that they say about him.
He quote tweeted with this comment, "Just buy my jersey for your wife at this point. I'm sure she's tired of hearing my name in your sleep."
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's no history there?
It really was. Let me just tell you, Amy, like, first of all, it was a clever barb. I think just as soon as he mentions my wife, people just stop reading the rest of the tweet and think that he implies he's sleeping with
yes.
my wife. And I had to actually explain to a few people, like, no, what he's saying is that I'm the one dreaming about him, and my wife is hearing me say DeAndre's name. So I had to explain it to a lot of people, which was really frustrating. But it's funny because people are like, oh, how's your wife feel? I'm like, dude, I read it. She was sitting with me watching the Astros game. I read it to her 5 seconds after I saw it, and she cracked up. Like, what are we doing here?
Just out of curiosity, how long did the replies come in? For hours?
Yeah, they're still coming in. I just woke up to like 7 of them. Yes. they're absolutely still coming in. And this is where it's a really interesting experience. I know we'll talk about other stuff here in a second, but this is probably the most relevant thing going on my show today, honestly. I felt sorry for DeAndre Hopkins as I was reading the replies because DeAndre's barb was funny. The people who are taking up for DeAndre Hopkins, most of whom are Titan fans who, if I went and Googled hard enough or searched on Twitter hard enough, I'd probably find plenty of things that they're saying about DeAndre Hopkins, 3 years ago when he was on the Texans. They're big DeAndre Hopkins fans, even though he's had one practice with them. But I felt sorry for him because I'm like, man, those people got way more personal than DeAndre.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're talking about the lowest common denominator on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
They were getting way more personal, and they didn't know who I was until DeAndre retweeted me. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is what DeAndre and these guys deal with on Twitter. Rest assured, DeAndre will drop a pass at some point, maybe. He rarely does, but maybe he will. And these same people will be coming after him. The same way they were coming after me. So my big takeaway was that I felt sorry for DeAndre Hopkins after it was over.
Oh, goodness. Funny stuff. Again, we booked Sean Pendergast on our show before
You're not a vulture. You and James are not vulturing my 15 minutes of relevance here.
We're not ambulance chasers. Yeah. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Good to have him back in the AFC South, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it makes it fun. It adds some sauce to the two games that the Texans play the Titans this year. So that'll be fun. The Oiler jersey, which, that's gotten a lot of traction over the last week or so down here, that the Titans are going to wear the Oilers jerseys in a couple of games. And I think it's almost a foregone conclusion that one of those two games is going to be week 15 against the Texans. So that'll be really cool. Seeing DeAndre in that Oilers uniform, a lot of Houstonians are up in their feelings about the Oilers jersey being unveiled, period. The fact that DeAndre Hopkins is going to be wearing them is going to be like a reminder of every bad thing that's happened in Houston. Not every, but two of the worst things that have happened in Houston football history, which is the Oilers leaving for Tennessee and DeAndre Hopkins getting traded for a second round pick. I was joking on the air. I'm like, man, all they need to do is bring out Jack Easterby to flip the coin before the game, and it'll be just the montage of all the bad things in Houston football the last 2 decades.
Oof. Sean Pendergast is with us before his morning show. No doubt plenty of chatter about D-Hop. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. What stands out to you at this point about new head coach D'Amico Ryans?
We knew D'Amico going in as a player, and we knew what his track record was in San Francisco as a coach. I just think the thing that's jumped out at me so far, nothing has surprised me about D'Amico Ryans. So unlike like when they hired David Culley 2 years ago, it's like, all right, I didn't even know who David Culley was until they hired him as a coach. So there was a lot of mystery involved. There's very little mystery with D'Amico Ryans. So I wouldn't say anything has surprised me. I think what's jumped out at me is the enthusiasm in town here for the Texans with hiring D'Amico Ryans. I have no idea how good a head coach he'll be. If he's as good a head coach as he was a coordinator, there's some really good things coming up in the next few years for the Texans because he was a really good coordinator, and he's just a great guy. I mean, he's a great person. So there's tremendous enthusiasm for the Texans in town, which there has not been, I would say, really since probably a few years into the Bill O'Brien era. Bill O'Brien kind of wore his welcome out here. So the last couple of years, even when they were making the playoffs, there were a lot of people who were kind of having to grit their teeth as the Texans were doing that because O'Brien was not very popular. And then we know what the last couple of years have looked like here. So real great enthusiasm. The 8 open training camp practices for fans, whereas you couldn't give away tickets to them the last 2 years. They're sold out. You know, you can't get a ticket to the training camp practices. And I think C.J. Stroud has something to do with that as well. So I think it's the enthusiasm here, which we haven't felt in a long, long time.
What do you need to see from the Texans this season in terms of progress, in terms of wins, whatever the gauge is, to know that they're on the right track?
I think they definitely need to win more. It's one of those, like, they've been, you know, they won 3 games last year and 4 games the year before. I think it's going to be hard to come away from this season with them winning 3 or 4 games and saying, but we feel awesome about da-da-da-da-da. So I think they need to be more of like a 6 or 7 win team. I think Vegas has them at 6.5 wins. So that's kind of where they're being forecast right now. I don't think they need to compete for a playoff spot or anything for fans to feel good about the team going into next year. I think they need to jump up probably one notch in the, you know, in that tier of teams winning wise. They can't be one of the worst teams in football. They can be one of those teams, kind of like how people were feeling about the Lions going into last year, or you know, maybe not to the extent of how people feel about the Jags going into this year, because the Jags won a playoff game. But I think, if between the team winning a little bit more, I think the defense needs to be at worst like a middle to upper middle of the pack defense, because that's D'Amico Ryan's forte, is the defensive side of the ball. So you got to feel good about the direction that's going. And I think a lot of it is going to be C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like C.J. Stroud is one of those young quarterbacks who, yeah, you went 6-11, but boy, he wasn't the reason. He was keeping you in games. He was making you competitive. He was better at the end of the year than he was at the beginning of the year. Then I think people will feel really good about the trajectory of this team in 2024. They've still got, even with the trade up to get Will Anderson, they still have a ton of draft capital, so they're in good shape.
Looking forward to it. I think there's a lot of attention on them because of Ryan's and obviously C.J. Stroud as well. But, yeah, got to see some progress. It's been a couple of bleak years there with the Texans. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Sean Pendergast, just about another 90 seconds or so. How confident are you that the World Series champions are going to be able to make a run here or start to surge through the rest of the back half of the baseball season?
Ask me in a week. Let's see what they do at the trade deadline. You know, seriously, like this. The most disturbing thing about this, and it sounds crazy to say because they're 2 games out of first, which they're not used to being even in, you know, they're usually well ahead of the rest of the division at this point in the year. It's amazing they're only 2 games out of first right now when you consider all the injuries that they've had. And not just the injuries. They were counting on Framber Valdez and Christian Javier to be the 2 hammers at the front end of the rotation. And they've both been terrible for since the middle of June. And Framber Valdez all of a sudden, it's like Javier coughed on him or something like that. He was awful last night. So I think that's the big concern, is the pitching. So I got to wait and see if Dana Brown, the new GM, makes a big move. But I'm not feeling good right now. You're not going to win in the playoffs winning games 10-9 all the time. That's how they're winning. Like when they are winning lately, they're either winning 10-9 or it's JT France, who wasn't even on the roster, going out and winning games. He's their best starting pitcher right now. And people are like, who? And I say, exactly.
I mean, Justin Verlander might be available.
We would love that. We would love that.
You can find Sean on Twitter at Sean T. Pendergast. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins did, so you can. S-E-A-N. He's getting set to do Payne and Pendergast on our Houston affiliate, Sports Radio 610, coming up 6 o'clock Central Time. Always good to catch up with you. You made us laugh last night. Thank you, Sean.
Oh, happy to do it. Good to talk to you, Amy. We'll do it again soon.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class, and it's hosted by me, former working class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing, and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.